Page 45, Ballot Voting Information. What if I make a mistake on my ballot? If you make a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure response or candidate's name. You can then make another choice if desired. What if I change my mind after I turn in my ballot? Your ballot has been cast as soon as you deposit it in the mail or at a ballot drop site. After that, you cannot receive a new ballot. What if I don't vote on everything on the ballot? Your ballot will be counted. What if I don't sign my return envelope? You will be notified by mail that your ballot was received unsigned. What if I don't receive my ballot? If you are a registered voter and don't receive your ballot within 5 days after they are mailed out, call us at Marion County Elections Office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388, TTY TDD number 503-588-5610, or email elections@co.marion.or.us. Can I vote? You are eligible to register and vote if you are an Oregon resident, you are a U.S. citizen or will be a U.S. citizen before Election Day, you are 18 years old by Election Day. New registrations must be completed and postmarked by April 30, 2013. You need to update your registration if you move or change your mailing address, you change your name, you wish to change your party affiliation. What if I've moved? If you are currently registered to vote in Marion County but have moved within the county, you will need to update your registration by providing your current address to the elections office in writing and requesting that the ballot be mailed. What if I've moved from another Oregon county? If you have been registered in another county in Oregon but have moved to Marion County, you may still register and be eligible to vote a Marion County ballot. Voter registration forms are available at all election offices, state or county, U.S. post offices, public libraries, Oregon Department of Motor Vehicles offices, or www.oregonvotes.gov, where online voter registration is now available. Page 46, Oregon Voter Registration Card. You may use this form to register to vote or update your information. Number 1, print with black or blue pen to complete the form. 2, sign the form. 3, mail or drop off the form at your county elections office. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. OregonVotes.gov 1-866-673-VOTE 1-866-673-8683 TTY number 1-800-735-2900. This number is for the hearing impaired. Information disclosure. Information submitted on an Oregon voter registration card is public record. However, information submitted in the Oregon driver's license section is, by law, held confidential. Assistance. If you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. See reverse for contact info. If you are 17, you will not receive a ballot until an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day after an election. Only registered voters are eligible to sign petitions. You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID number. A suspended driver's license is valid. A revoked driver's license is not valid. Or, if you do not have valid Oregon ID, provide the last 4 digits of your Social Security number. Or, if you do not have a Social Security number or Oregon valid identification, provide a copy of one of the following that shows your name and current address: acceptable identification, valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Page 47, qualifications. Are you a citizen of the United States of America? Yes or no? Are you at least 17 years of age? Yes or no? If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. Personal information, room for your last name, first name, middle name, Oregon residence address, including the apartment or space number, citizen, or city and zip code, date of birth, month, day and year, county of residence, telephone number, email address, mailing address, required if different than residence, city, state, and zip code. Oregon driver's license or ID number, provide a valid Oregon driver's license or permit or ID number, or I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license or permit or ID, the last four digits of my Social Security number are, or I do not have a valid driver's license, permit or ID, or a Social Security number. I have attached a copy of acceptable identification. Political party, not a member of a party, Americans elect, Constitution Party, Democratic Party, Independent Party, Libertarian Party, Pacific Green Party, Progressive Party, Republican, Working Families, or other. Here at the bottom, there's room for your signature. I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector and have told the truth on this registration. Room for your signature and today's date. Note, if you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or jailed for up to 5 years. Registration updates. Complete this section if you are updating your information. Room for your previous registration name, previous county and state, home address on previous registration, date of birth, month, day, year. Here's the back cover. Ballots for the election will be mailed to registered voters on May 3rd.